Ever notice how much we use our hands, like constantly typing, cooking, you name it?
It's true. They're such amazing tools.
And get this excerpt dives into how they're even more powerful mudras.
Ah, yes. Hand gestures, but with centuries of tradition behind them, apparently.
Exactly. Like hand yoga, some people call it, impacting energy and all that.
And the source here is focused on practical use, not just theory.
Which is perfect for our deep dive earlier. Because millions do yoga, but mudras often get overlooked.
It's like this hidden power within a practice people already know.
So spill the tea. What are mudras, really, beyond just bending your fingers a certain way?
Okay, so mudra, it's Sanskrit, basically means seal or gesture,
But
but
there's more to it, I can tell.
oh yeah, it's tied to this idea of creating an energetic circuit, see, connecting points in your hand.
To other parts of your body.
Exactly, like it's connected to Ayurvedic principles, elements, chakras, all that.
Okay, now see, that's where I get a little skeptical. How can just like pressing my thumb and finger together actually do anything?
I hear you. It does sound kind of out there at first, but think about acupuncture.
Which also from that part of the world, if I remember correctly.
Right, and now it's pretty mainstream, stimulating meridians, energy pathways, all that. Mudras are kind of similar, working with your body's subtle energy.
So like a hand gesture tapping into those deeper systems.
Exactly. And this excerpt, it ties mudras to chakras too, those energy centers along the spine.
Okay, so less woo-woo, more like ancient wisdom meeting modern stuff. I'm intrigued.
Right, and this source gets into the benefits of specific mudras, which is where it gets really interesting.
Oh, there's a bunch of them, right? Like a whole menu of mudras to try. What's first?
Well, let's start with something relatable. How often do you struggle to focus, like truly focus?
All the time. Between work and, life, focus is a superpower these days.
Tell me about it. And this excerpt, it highlights a few mudras that might help with that. First up, Kyan Mudra. Seal of knowledge, it's often called.
Wait, the one where your thumb and index finger touch, making that circle? I've seen that.
That's the one. It's all over meditation images and such, and it's supposed to stimulate the pituitary gland endocrine system.
Which, in layman's terms, means.
Basically, it helps regulate your sleep-wake cycle, concentration, memory, all that good stuff.
So it's like hitting refresh on your brain, helping you focus.
Exactly. And there are actually two ways to do it, which I find fascinating. Active Yunan Mudra, where you press the thumb and finger together.
And the other way.
Passive. Your index finger just rests lightly on your thumb instead.
Same mudra, two different energies behind them or something.
You got it. The source says the active form is more energizing, good for like boosting focus when you're feeling sluggish. But if you're overwhelmed and need to calm down,
Passive form. Like instead of coffee, it's more like chamomile tea for your brain.
Perfect analogy. It's about figuring out what your mind and body need at that moment.
I'm all about that customized approach. So I've got Gyan Mudra for focus. What else?
Right. The excerpt also talks about Shuni Mudra, seal of patience.
Okay, now how does patience make me focus better? Seems kind of opposite.
Think about it when you're struggling to concentrate, what happens?
I get antsy, distracted easily, want to give up.
Exactly. That inner chaos, that's what kills focus. And Shuni Mudra, it's like the antidote.
Okay, so how do you even do this mudra?
Thumb and middle finger touch. The others are relaxed but extended. Supposedly, it stimulates the energy of Saturn, the planet.
Saturn, right. And that's connected to patience, you said.
Discipline, responsibility, too. So it's less about forcing focus, more about quieting that inner storm.
So I'm basically training my brain to be less bothered by every little thing. That would be helpful, not gonna lie.
Right. And it goes beyond just like working at your desk, that ability to stay present, less reactive. It helps with everything.
Sold. Now, what about stress? Because that's a focus killer if I ever saw one.
This excerpt, it's got us covered. There's Ganesha Mudra, named after Ganesha, the remover of obstacles.
I like the sound of that already. So how does this one work?
You interlace your fingers, palms facing your chest. Then gently pull your hands apart, but keep the fingers interlocked.
Huh. Okay. What's that doing energy-wise?
It's supposed to activate your heart chakra, love, compassion, balance, all that.
So it's like a self-hug, but from the inside.
Exactly. Plus, physically, it can stimulate your heart, even ease tension in your chest, like a mini yoga session for your stress response.
Okay, I'm feeling calmer just thinking about it. What else is on the stress-busting mudra menu?
There's one you probably already know at Manjali Mudra.
Wait, really? Which one is that?
Hands pressed together at your heart, like you're praying.
Oh, wow, you're right. I never thought of that as a mudra, but it's so common across cultures.
Right. And whether you're praying, meditating, or just holding the mudra, it promotes that sense of inner peace.
It's like by bringing your hands together, you're also bringing your energy inward.
Beautifully said. Plus, the source mentions that it helps balance the left and right brain hemispheres, calming the nervous system.
Interesting. So a lot of these seem to be about finding balance, not just physically, but like mentally and emotionally too.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that mind-body connection, that everything's intertwined. And mudras, they work with that subtle energy to create shifts on all those levels.
It's kind of blowing my mind, honestly. Like,
Yes.
we use our hands for everything. Are we already doing mudras without knowing it?
Maybe. Think about when you're stressed, you clasp your hands,
Okay.
right? Or concentrate hard, you might steeple your fingers.
Yeah, actually.
Our bodies are smart. They naturally go towards what feels balanced. Good. Mudras are just being intentional about it.
Love that. Okay, so for someone listening who's like, all right, I want to try this mudra thing, where do they start?
The excerpt makes it sound really easy, which is cool. You don't need anything fancy, just a few minutes, quiet space, and an open mind.
Find a mudra that calls to you, I guess. Like we talked about Gyan Mudra for focus, Atmanjali for stress.
Exactly. Pick one or two. Hold the gesture, focus on your breath, notice what's going on in your body and mind. That's it.
Seems almost too simple. Like, that's it.
Well, like anything else, it's the consistency that matters. Don't expect overnight
Right,
miracles.
got to build that muscle memory just like
Yeah.
with actual exercise.
Exactly. Make it part of your routine, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. And the cool thing is, you can do them anywhere.
Oh, true. At your desk, waiting for the bus.
Meditation, whatever. It's like having this portable toolkit for feeling better right in your pocket.
Or on your hands, I guess. Huh.
Exactly. And as you try different ones, pay attention. Some will resonate more than others. It's very individual.
Makes sense. Your own little energy experiment.
Totally. Just have fun with it. That's the most important thing.
Love that. A little mudra magic to brighten your day. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.
My pleasure. Until next time, keep exploring.